It's school holidays again, which means if you're a parent, it might fill you with slight panic about how to keep your kids occupied. But lucky for you, the annual Spot On Children's Festival in Parramatta has a big variety of events lined up. There are free courtyard games, sing-alongs and dance parties, and also some engaging performances at the Riverside Theatre. One that really caught my attention is an interactive art-making experience called I See You Like This. Artist Jessica Wilson has created this experience where kids can make portraits of their parents using their parents' actual physical faces as the canvas. To tell us more, Jessica Wilson joins me now. Good morning, Jessica. How are you?
Good morning, Eva. Yes, I'm great. Thanks.
That's awesome. And the idea behind this event sounds really fun, and it probably makes kids laugh hysterically. How do the parents get convinced to participate?
Well, I mean, it's such a playful thing and parents love it so much. In fact, it's quite surprising because the parents, it's like when you, it begins with children being asked questions about how they see their parents. Mm. And then kind of, as you said, using their face to create this bizarre portrait. And the parents often have never considered how their children might see them. It's surprising how unusual that is to kind of be anticipating the answers your children might give about how they see you, like what kind of person you are. And so for parents, I think it's really playful and fun. There's a little bit of drama in the anticipation of what your children might say. And then it's actually quite relaxing sitting back and having your child so closely working on your face and I guess being given permission to not have to do anything for an hour, just to kind of sit back and reflect on how your own child, the person you love, you know, the most in the world, might actually see you.
Yeah, that's beautiful. How did you come up with this idea for this experience?
It came out of a City of Melbourne art play, New Ideas Lab. So they conceived projects where artists can explore through testing with children new ideas, and that kind of they kind of facilitate a research process and experimentation process. And I started by having children draw portraits of their parents, and I had this whole line of easels, which was quite beautiful in their big space down here in Melbourne in Birrarung Ma. And I sat the parents down. I had the children drawing the portraits of the parents. And then I was asking the children what kind of person the parent was. And they were writing their answers on the easels. And afterwards, I interviewed the parents. And I said, how did that feel? And I was quite surprised about how many adults said that they felt nervous and that they might be judged by their kids.
Oh, how interesting.
That's so weird. Like, why would we feel nervous? Why would we all feel nervous? And I realised I was onto something at that point, because I realised that there's something in the way that we as parents have to, you know, we're constantly thinking about who our kids are, who are they evolving into, have we done a good job, you know, and we rarely stop to think how they might see us. And in stopping and doing that, it really does open up a new kind of relationship. And I guess I saw that in that moment, and then the project's been all over the world, and I've worked with thousands and thousands of parent-child pairs, and it's kind of I've evolved the process and the questions, and it's become much more playful and fun and deeper at the same time.
Mm. And you've taken this art experience overseas to the US and Europe. How have cultural differences related to the concept? Are the American parents, are they more enthusiastic than Australian parents to participate?
Yeah, I found American parents very, how would you say it, like considered in their parenting, the ones that I had. But it's interesting because I worked in San Diego and Denver and Phoenix when I was there, and I did find that there is a universality around parent-child relationships, actually, because parents are equally, you know, have a little bit of anticipation, but then just have so much fun, and kids just all kids everywhere just revel in the opportunity to mess up their parents' face. Like, they love their parents' so much, right? And that they're not usually allowed to do this subversive thing, and they just find it so cheeky and so I don't know, they just love it. So it's very universal. And there's other kind of, there's interesting things that crop up that are universal also across different countries. Like, for example, when I get little girls come in, like five-year-olds, often they cover up their parents' eyes.
That's so interesting.
It's just like there's kind of interesting things that happen like that. But I think, there must be a developmental thing going on where, you know, they want to kind of have the agency, or they think that's really funny that their parents can't see them. But that's universal across all the cultures that I've worked in.
Yeah, that's so interesting. I wish there was something like this when I was a kid. I would have loved to paint my parents' face. Why do you think it's important to engage kids in art, especially interactive experiences like I See You Like This?
To me, I feel like the creativity of, and I should say that they don't paint, they actually assemble with objects. So they'll start with a big pot on their parents' head and add the stuff on with these beautiful, with these really good stickers. So it's a kind of quite a weird assemblage. And I feel like the kind of creativity plays a role in deepening these relationships and kind of, I guess, not intervening, but kind of enlivening us in ways that normal kind of modes of conversation, or I don't know, even other types of interventions, or I don't know, doesn't necessarily do it in a way that art can do. Like this creative process, like some people often say to me, it almost feels like it's therapy or something, you know. and you know, how can you ask those questions? And I say, it's always within a framework of play and creativity, and so it's always really safe and fun. And in kind of saying that, I kind of realised that art does have this, can, when it's participative art, which is the type of art I make, can be really powerful, and it's really important. It's a really powerful tool, I suppose. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I See You Like This runs from the 7th to the 9th of October. Where can people purchase their tickets?
So if you go to Riverside Parramatta's website or the Spot On Festival in Parramatta, you'll see it in the program there. The project is called I See You Like This.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Jessica. Thanks for joining me today. It sounds like such a fun experience. You can head to Riverside Theatre website for your tickets there, and also check out the Spot On Children's Festival page for lots of other events to do with your kids these school holidays. Thank you for joining me, Jessica.
Thanks, Eva. That was a great chat.